各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
小弟以前常常以为啊，爱就好像加州的阳光啊。
I used to think that love was like the California sunshine.
常常是带给人微笑喜乐的。
That it always brings us joy and happiness.
后来有时候才发觉到，原来爱也可以是一朵乌云。
It was until later I realized that love can also be like a fog.
能够让人感到沮丧跟忧愁。
That it can cause someone to become sorrowful and in despair.
有一个孩子他这样跟我们分享。
There is a child that once shared with me.
我好怕我妈妈跟我说，我爱你。
He said that I'm afraid when my mother says I love you.
我每次妈妈说我爱你，她就会继续说我爱你啊，所以你成绩要好一点啊。
Because when she says I love you, she also always follows that with but your so therefore your grade should be better.
我爱你啊，所以你要做个乖孩子啊。
I love you so that you so you should be a good obedient child.
她说我爱你这句话，其实上给她带来一个很大的压力。
He felt that the words I love you brought him a lot of pressure.
好像一个帽子啊，大帽子把它盖在头上面了，让他有点喘不过气来。
It's like a large hat that covered his whole head so that he could not breathe.
我知道这样的一个爱所带来的忧愁，在圣经上里面也有啊。
I think and also found that this sorrowful the sorrow that comes from love can also be found in the Bible.
我们来看马可福音。
Let's look at Mark.
今天晚上我们就来看马可福音的第十章这个记事。
And today we'll study the book of Mark chapter 10.
第二十一节。
Starting from verse 22.
二十一节谈到耶稣看着他就爱他。
Here in verse 22, Lord Jesus saw him and he loved him.
二十二节。
I'm sorry, verse 21, verse 22.
他听见这话，脸上就变了色。悠悠愁愁地走来。
In verse 22, it says, when he heard this, he was shocked and went away grieving.
我们这边圣经上记载一个忧愁却被主耶稣喜爱却带来忧愁的故事。
And here, this is a story of someone who was loved by Lord Jesus, yet he, all it brought him was sorrow.
我们从当中来学习。
And from here, let us learn.
我们这个故事我们从三段来学习。
We'll divide the story into three parts.
就是耶稣看他。
First is that Lord Jesus first saw him.
耶稣爱他。
Second is that Lord Jesus loved him.
他却忧忧愁愁地走了。
And thirdly, he went away grieving or sorrowful.
我们就一点点来查考哈。
So we'll study this.
我们来看十章的第十七节。
Let's start from chapter 10, verse 17.
到底耶稣看这个人看到什么呢？
So when Lord Jesus saw him, what did he see in him?
十七节。
Verse 17.
耶稣出来行路的时候，有一个人跑来，跪在他面前，问他说：良善的夫子，我当做什么才可以承受永生？进入。
Verse 17, it records, as he was sitting on a journey, a man ran up and knelt before him and asked, Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
我们看到主耶稣看到一个年轻人用跑的跑到他跟前来。
We see that through Lord Jesus' eyes, we see a young man running up to him.
大家都在走路。
Everyone else was walking.
你远远的就看到一个年轻人跑的用跑的到你跟前来。
Yet, but amongst all those people, he saw a young man running to him.
这个表示这个人年轻人有一个渴慕耶稣的心。
And this represents that this young man had a heart that longs for Lord Jesus.
他有一股热诚，想要认识主耶稣，认识道理。
He had a fervency where he wanted to learn about Lord Jesus and wanted to know the truth.
跑向耶稣就让我们想起以前亚伯拉罕招待客人他也是。跑去迎接客人啊。
And this reminds us of when Abraham was entertaining the guests, he ran to greet his guests.
这都是一种热诚的表现。
This is all a sign of, eagerness.
这个雅各跟我们讲呢，希望神吸引我们，我们就快快的跟随神。
And,
快跑跟随神。
Song of Songs tells us that may God attract us so that we may run to God.
所以这个年轻人被主耶稣吸引了，快跑到主耶稣面前了。
So this person was attracted by Lord, or this person was attracted to Lord Jesus and ran to him.
当我们看到这种景象，我们真的很自然的就会流露出爱惜的心。
And when we see this picture, love overflows out of our hearts.
有一次，我记得我的太太带我的女儿回台湾度假一两个月。
I remember one summer, my wife took my daughter to Taiwan for vacation 1 or 2 months.
那时候她才大概四岁。
And at that time, she was about 4 years old.
那我回来的时候，我去机场接他们呢。
When they returned, I went to the airport to pick them up.
当我第一眼看到我的小女儿的时候
，When I first saw my young daughter,
我就蹲下来。
I knelt down.
我手一张开啊。
And I opened my arms.
我小女儿用跑的啊，跑到我的怀抱里面来啊。
And my youngest daughter ran into my arms.
我把她抱得很紧啊。
And I embraced her tightly.
你看她用跑的啊，这么热诚，啊，这么的爱爸爸，当然爸爸也很爱他。
And when we see someone who runs into your arms, of course, you are filled with love.
那再来，我们看到这个年轻人不只是跑啊，他还跪在主耶稣面前了。
So we see this young man. He not only ran, but he knelt before Lord Jesus.
这个犹太人哦，不敬拜跪拜其他的像，不敬拜跪拜其他的人。
And as Jews, they do not usually kneel before other gods or people.
所以我们看到啊，圣经上里面呢，跑来主耶稣面前跪拜的，常常认识耶稣是大卫的子孙，那个弥赛亚。
So those who actually run up and kneel before Lord Jesus are those who understand that Lord Jesus is the Messiah.
所以看起来这个年轻人呢，对主耶稣有相当基本的认识。
So the young man must have some basic understanding of who Lord Jesus was.
他称耶稣是良善的夫子。
He called Lord Jesus good teacher.
那耶稣就跟他讲说，你为什么称我良善呢？除了神一位以外，没有良善的了。
And Lord Jesus replied to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone."
耶稣在介绍他自己就是神呐。
And here Lord Jesus introduces himself as God.
从这句话，小弟好像也看到一个 hint， 就是好像这个年轻人也认识主耶稣啊，就是天上来的神呐。
And this is
因为他跪拜主耶稣基督啊。
And these verses also give us a hint, give me a hint that this young, perhaps this young man knew that Lord Jesus was God because he knelt before him.
所以我们看到他真的想要认识耶稣。
So he wanted to know Lord Jesus.
何西阿书三章啊，在谈到说呢，三章六章三节谈到说，你们要认识神，要竭力追求认识他。
And in Hosea chapter 6 verse 3, it tells us that we have to know God and we have to pursue
knowing
Him.
知道耶稣是神呢，我们很自然的就会跪在主耶稣面前呢。
Because once we know that Lord Jesus is God, we will all kneel before Him.
看起来这个年轻人真的对主有认识。
And it seems like this young man knew who Lord Jesus was.
今天呢，我们看到有些朋友啊，来跟我们慕道一段时间，他跪不下来。
And we see that there are some friends who, after studying the truth with us, they cannot kneel anymore.
可能是不习惯。
Perhaps they are not used to it.
那其实更重要的原因就是不认识耶稣，这是天地的主宰。
Or more importantly, perhaps they do not know that Lord Jesus is the Lord of all creation.
有时候我们看到同龄，他虽然脚受伤，膝盖受伤了。
We see some of our friends whose knees or feet perhaps are injured.
但是他们单脚啊，跪在主耶稣面前，一样要跪下来拜耶稣基督啊。
But yet they still kneel down before Lord Jesus to worship Him.
用单脚啊。
单脚。
就是一只脚啊，因为另外一只脚受伤了。
Or they kneel down on one knee because one of their feet are injured.
就是受伤了也是要跪拜主耶稣。
That even though they are injured, yet they still kneel before Lord Jesus.
我相信啊，这个就是对主耶稣有认识啊，敬拜的心呢。
I believe this is a sign that we have a heart that knows and worships.
主耶稣又看到这个年轻人做什么？
So what else did Lord Jesus see in this man?
看耶稣看到这个年轻人问要做什么才可以承受永生。
Lord Jesus heard him ask the question, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?"
我们从对观福音知道这个年轻人他很年啊，他是他这个人他是很年轻的。
From the other gospels, we learn that this is a young man.
而且他是一个官呢。
And he also holds a high position.
而且他很有钱。
And he also is rich.
你知道，如果一个年轻人又有权又有钱，我想很多年轻人大概都是被世上的权力、财势啊给迷惑住了。谁还会来想那些形而上的事情呢？
And、
永生的事情呢？
I believe that if a young person in this world who has both power and money, they oftentimes they will be mesmerized by these things and will not will ignore all other things.
那这个年轻人真的不一样啊！
But this young man was different.
大卫在诗篇十七篇他作诗这样讲。
In Psalm 17, David said,
他说一般世人呢、啊、都是以钱财做满足的。
That most people satisfy their hearts with money,
或者是以他们的孩子做满足的，
or satisfy their hearts with their children,
或者是以把钱财给他们的孩子做满足的，
or satisfy themselves with material possessions,
把钱财给孩子啊，以这样为满足啊，
or to give their money to children to make them to fulfill themselves.
但是大卫说，当我醒过来，在意中见你的面。我就心满意足了。
But David says, when I awaken and behold your face in righteousness, I will be satisfied.
所以大卫以永生以看到神为满足。
So here David has a holds his satisfaction in seeing God.
我们看到这年轻人真的他也是想要追求永生的事情啊。
So here this young man also pursued the things of eternity.
有些朋友来到我们当中呢，他们就谈到说，你不要讲永生啊，这个是太遥远的事情了。你谈今生，我比较有感受。
And there perhaps we have some friends who say to us, do not talk about eternity, it's too far away, just talk about the things that are happening now.
不要讲天国了，美国已经对我来讲很好了，好不容易我才移民到这个国家。
And do not speak of heaven, the kingdom of heaven, just entering into the country of America, I am very happy.
大部分的人都把眼光放在这个世界上。
Many people have already set their eyes on the world.
但这个年轻人他要追求永生。
But this young man was pursuing after eternity.
我们来读十八节十九节。
Let's also look at verse 18 and 19.
马可福音十章十八节十九节。
Mark chapter 10, verse 18 and 19.
耶稣对他说，你为什么称我是良善的？除了神一位之外，再没有良善的。第十九节。
Verse 19.
诫命你是晓得的，不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可作假见证，不可亏负人，当孝敬父母。二十节。
Verse 20.
他对耶稣说，夫子，这一切我从小都遵守了。我们看到这个年轻人啊，他从小就遵守了神的诫命。
And we see this young man, he replied that ever since he was young, he obeyed the commandments of God.
原来这个年轻要得永生啊，耶稣就谈说你要守十诫。
So when the person asks, what must I do to enter eternal life? Lord Jesus is talking about obeying the Ten Commandments.
那你会讲说为什么他耶稣这里不讲第一诫到第四诫，只讲第五诫到第十诫的内容呢？
So we might ask the question, how come Lord Jesus did not speak of the first four commandments, but only the last six?
原来啊，这个是犹太人的官啊。
Because this is someone who held a high position, who is a Jew.
那犹太人当然就是敬拜独一真神的。
Or who was a Jewish official, and of course, as a Jew, he already worshipped the one and true God.
当然是守圣安息日的。
And of course, he also observed the Sabbath.
所以从十八节到十九节，我们就知道这是十诫的内容。
But from verse 18 to 19, we know that these are the contents of the Ten Commandments.
所以今天我们要得进永生呢，一定要守十诫。
So when we want to inherit the eternity, we have to obey the commandments.
摩西律法包括礼仪律、道德律跟卫生律。
And the Mosaic laws it covers laws of cleanliness, of morality,
and
religion.
Ceremony, religion ceremony.
Religious ceremony.
那有关摩西律法的很多部分以我们有害处的。都被耶稣的十字架成全了。
And through the Lord Jesus on the cross, the laws that causes harm are fulfilled.
但是十诫却被主耶稣把它强化了。
But yet Lord Jesus still emphasized the Ten Commandments.
因为十诫是主亲自用手指头所写的。
Because the Ten Commandments are written with the finger of God.
十诫这个划板放在约柜里面。
The Ten Commandments were placed in the ark.
那么其他律法书啊，都放在耶柜的旁边呢。
Whereas the remaining laws were placed near the ark.
所以今天我们要得永生，一定要守十诫。
So for us to inherit eternal life, we have to obey and observe the Ten Commandments.
今天有的人说一次得救，永远得救，一旦信耶稣就没有啊，不可能啊，啊不会得救啊。
Some people might say that once we obtain salvation, we will never lose it.
啊，他们讲一个理论呢。
And they speak theoretically.
他们说就好像一个孩子啊，虽然他常常犯罪，常常犯十戒啊，跌到泥里面，像猪一样的脏。
And he speaks of just like a child who always sins is like a pig who constantly is covered with dirt.
但是妈妈把他抓起来，还是把他洗洗，还是称他做儿子，不会不称他做儿子。
But yet the mother will continually clean the child and still call her son.
这是人的想法。
And this is a theory of man.
耶稣说你要得永生，你要守十诫。
But here Lord Jesus said that for us to inherit eternal life, we have to obey the Ten Commandments.
所以我常想以后到地狱去啊，说不定可以看到很多人会讲方言啊，说受圣会讲方言也洗过礼啊。
And but perhaps when we see hell, we will see people who have received the Holy Spirit and who were once baptized.
啊，但是他们就是不守诫命的。
But they did not observe the Ten Commandments.
啊，应该可以会看到这样的人呢。
And we should be able to see people like this.
违反诫命怎么得永生呢？
So because if we break the commandments, how can we receive eternal life?
耶稣说承受永生就要守诫命啊。
Here it says clearly that in order to receive eternal life, we have to obey the commandments.
我们尝过天恩滋味的人怎么可以啊把主耶稣又重钉十字架呢？
For those who have tasted the goodness of heaven and grace, how can we re-crucify Lord Jesus on the cross?
但是啊这个少年人啊，他从小这个诫命他都遵守了。
But this young man obeyed the commandments ever since he was young.
所以耶稣看他。
So our Lord Jesus saw him.
哇，这个人实在是一个很了不起的年轻人。
That this young man was quite remarkable.
啊，所以耶稣看他就爱他。
So he saw him and loved him.
我们读十章二十一节。
Let's look at chapter 10, Mark chapter 10, verse 21.
十章二十一节。
Mark chapter 10, verse 21.
耶稣看着他就爱他。我很羡慕这一节。
I'm very envious of this verse.
不晓得耶稣看他看多久哦。
We do not know how long Lord Jesus looked at this man. Sometimes we see a small child and they're very cute.
我们看到哦，那个眼珠都不想离开他的脸庞。
That we often do not want to keep, we want to keep looking at this the small cute child.
你看这么天真，这么无邪，这么可爱。
Look how innocent and cute they are.
主耶稣在世上看过很多的人呢。
Lord Jesus saw many people in the world.
啊，看到犹大，他那个脚走入黑暗里面去，来背叛他。
He saw Judah and saw how his footsteps carried him into darkness and betrayed him.
我想主耶稣心中一定很伤心。
I believe in Lord Jesus' heart there must have been great sadness.
主耶稣看到那个不幸的世代啊，主耶稣要叹息。
And Lord Jesus saw an unbelieving generation which caused him to sigh.
主耶稣看到那个硬心的啊，不让他在安息日啊行神迹医治人的。
He saw those who had hardened hearts and were not willing to allow Lord Jesus to perform miracles on Sabbaths.
圣经上讲啊，耶稣用怒目啊。花怒的眼睛啊，看着这些人。
And Lord Jesus used angry eyes to see them.
但是这里耶稣看着他。
But here Lord Jesus looked at him.
就爱他。
And loved him.
我们看箴言第八章的十七节。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 8 verse 17.
箴言第八章十七节。
Proverbs chapter 8 verse 17.
八章十七节。
Chapter 8 verse 17.
爱我的，我也爱他。恳切寻求我的，必行得见。请读。
Verse 17, I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently find me.
你看这个少年财主，他真的很认真的寻求神。
We see that this young rich man tried very hard to seek after God.
他用跑的。
He first ran.
他跪在主面前。
He knelt before the Lord.
他想要知道永生。
He wanted to know about eternal life.
他从小就守道理了。
Ever since he's young, he obeyed the commandments.
他不追求世上的，虽然他拥有世上的东西，不追求世上的东西，
他
要追求永生。
He did not pursue after things of the world, but he pursued after the things that are eternal.
所以 主耶稣看他就爱他。
So Lord Jesus saw him and loved him.
主耶稣说，凡爱我的，一定要守我的诫命啊。
But and Lord Jesus said that those who love me will obey my commandments.
这是约翰福音十四章所记载的。
This is recorded in John chapter 14.
啊，守我诫命的，我也要爱他。
And those who obey my commandments, I will love.
啊，你不守我诫命，你怎么说可以讲说你爱我呢？
And if you do not obey the commandments of God, how can we say that we love God?
啊，所以耶稣看着他。
So Lord Jesus saw him.
就爱他。
And loved him.
我真的很羡慕那种感觉啊。
I am very envious of this feeling.
耶稣用慈爱的眼睛看着我们。
That Lord Jesus sees us with very loving eyes.
很多人都有这样的经历啊，被主耶稣爱过的经历啊。
Many people have this experience of being loved by Lord Jesus.
那感觉真的很好。
And that's a great feeling.
啊，有的人啊，祷告的时候被主耶稣啊抱起来。
Some people while they're praying were have been embraced by Lord Jesus.
啊，最近访问一个慕道朋友啊。
Recently, I've met a truth-seeking friend.
我们问他说呢，你来到教会有什么感受？
I asked him, "How do you feel when you come to church?"
啊，有时候真的有感觉呢。他说有时候真的有感觉。
And he says, "Sometimes I truly feel something."
啊，上礼拜六啊，这个听完道理的时候啊。
Last Saturday when I after the message.
啊，诗歌拿起来一唱。
I was singing a hymn.
啊，眼泪就想要掉下来。
I just felt like weeping.
我一定要 shake it up, 一定要这样子哦，调试一下，强忍着自己啊，不让眼泪掉下来啊。
I had to almost wake myself up so that I would not cry in public.
那这个就是耶稣爱他的，哎，爱他的一种感受。
And this is his experience of how Lord Jesus loved him.
这是何等美好的经历。
And this is a great and wonderful feeling.
啊，耶稣看他就爱他。
Of Lord Jesus seeing him and loving him.
那么耶稣因为爱他，所以就要把他的灵性更提升一层，让他完全。
And because Lord Jesus loved him, he also wanted to help him improve his faith.
啊，就有一个爱的呼唤。
So there was a requirement of love.
我们看十章的二十一节。
Let's look at chapter 10 verse 21.
马可福音十章二十一节。
Mark chapter 10 verse 21.
耶稣看着他就爱他，对他说：“你还缺少一件事，去变卖你所有的，分给穷人。”就必有财宝在天上，你还要来跟从我啊！耶稣对他有一个爱的呼唤，你要跟从我。
And here, Lord Jesus had a calling of love, saying, "Come and follow me."
你要追求永生吗
？Do you want to pursue after eternal life?
你现在在今生。
That today you are here in the present.
永生在未来。
The future holds eternity.
从 A 点到 B 点有一条路。
In order to travel from A to B, there is a journey.
耶稣要走那一条路。
Lord Jesus will take this journey.
其实耶稣就是那一条道路。
Actually, Lord Jesus is that path.
耶稣就是那个生命，那个永生。
Because Lord Jesus is the life, is eternity.
啊，你要从 A 点到 B 点，你跟从我，你就可以真正到永生去了。
And in order to go from point A to point B, you have to come and follow me.
啊，所以我们就看到，原来我们信耶稣啊，不只是静态的读圣经祷告而已啊。
So we see that Lord, that when we follow Lord Jesus, it's not just reading the Bible and praying.
啊，我们做一个主耶稣所喜爱的人，不只是说啊，我们认识神，我们跪拜神，我们想要得永生啊，我们守道理，不只是这样而静态的这样而已啊。
静态的
static。
And for us to believe, to be loved by God and to believe in God is not something static where we just kneel down and pray and worship.
我们不是静静地坐在钞票上面数钞票，然后继续爱人，这样子而已啊。我们不只是静静地坐在钞票上数钞票，然后说我在家里面守道理啦。
And we do not count money.
我们做一个基督徒哦，不是享受我们的财产而已啦。
And as a Christian, we do not just enjoy what we have.
啊，在家里守道理，这样就好了。
We do not just obey. We just not keep. Obey. Keep the commandments in our homes.
啊，你要出来。
But we have to come out.
要跟随主耶稣基督。
And we have to follow Lord Jesus.
这样就能够完全呐，是从静态的信仰成为动态的信仰。
So that's how we can come from a static faith to a evolving faith.
啊。是因为爱你才跟你讲这样的话
，and only because of love he said these words to us。
爱你才做这样的邀约啦
，and only because he loves us he calls us in this manner。
这个不简单呢
，this is not easy。
这个造成年轻人到最后忧忧愁愁走掉了
，and this causes many young people to walk away very sorrowfully。
为什么呢
？Why is it？
因为哦，你不可能背着很多的拥有来跟随主耶稣了
，because we cannot carry much of our
possessing.
We cannot carry much of our possessions and still follow Lord Jesus.
你去 backpacking 的时候，你可以背多少重量呢？
And when we go backpacking, how much weight can we carry?
我看顶多你可以背 60 磅吧。
Perhaps we can carry 60 pounds.
60 磅你可能走三天呢。
And for 60 pounds, maybe we can walk 3 days.
你身上背那么多东西，怎么跟随主耶稣基督呢？
If we can continue to carry all this baggage, how can we follow Lord Jesus?
你要跟他三年。
Perhaps we have to follow him for 3 years.
他是居无定所的，他是餐风露宿的，他是这个府里有洞，会内有卧，人子没有枕首的地方的。
And he goes to many places.
你这么多东西，你怎么跟随他呢？
And with all this baggage, how can we continue to follow him?
所以耶稣说，你要把你所有的通通卖掉了。
That's why he says that you have to sell all your possessions.
我知道今天我们拥有太多，真的很难见到神，很难跟随神呢。
And today, the more we have, the harder it is to see God.
我发现到一个事实，拥有越多越难清心呢。
And I found out a truth that the more we have is harder to find peace.
但是清心，没有清心很难得见神呢。
And if we do not have peace, we cannot see God.
最近有个弟兄他这样讲啊。
There is a brother that recently said
真的很想清心，很想好好祷告。
That he wanted to calm himself down so he can pray.
但是每次跪下来就在想买房子的事情，很奇怪。
But every time he prays, he thinks about
kneel down.
Every time he kneels down, he just thinks about buying houses.
因为最近他正在要经历这个事情啊。
Because recently he is going through this process.
怎么会知道祷告从头到尾，无论多久，都房子的事情通通在脑袋瓜里面。
He does, and no matter how long the prayer is, he just keeps thinking about the house.
他会知道说真的，你拥有太多很难清心呢。
And truly, when we have a lot, it is difficult to calm us down.
那另外一个问题就是你拥有越多越难舍弃。
And The other truth is, the more we have, the harder it is to let go.
为什么他忧忧愁愁地走了呢?
Why is it that this person walked away very sorrowfully?
读十章的22节。
Let's look at verse 22.
他听见这话，变了脸色，就忧忧愁愁走了，因为他的产业太多了。你拥有越多，你就越难放下来。The
more we have, the harder it is to let go of what we have.
这是事实了。
And this is a truth.
真的，有时候。 你看那个彼得啊，大概没有太多东西吧。
We see Peter, perhaps he did not have much.
所以耶稣叫他说来跟从我吧，他一下子一往一舍就跟从主耶稣了。
That's why when Lord Jesus said, "Come and follow me," he just cast his net aside and began to follow Lord Jesus.
舍弃真的不简单啊。It's
difficult to sacrifice.
你要奉献十一捐，如果你10块钱奉1块钱，真的比较简单。And
for us, and for example, if we were to give tithe, to give $1. To give $1 out of $10, perhaps this is simple.
你知道100万哦，要叫你奉献10万，真的不简单。
But if we gain $1 million and for us to give the $100,000, this is actually very difficult.
所以耶稣就下一个结论了。That's
why Lord Jesus said,
财主进天国是难的。
It's difficult for the rich man to enter into heaven.
门徒听到吓一跳，哎，这什么新道理啊？怎么财主进天国是难的？
And when the disciples heard this, they were startled. What is this new teaching?
耶稣又说，其实哦，财主进天国比那个骆驼穿针眼还难呢。
And Lord Jesus continues saying, it's more difficult for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter heaven.
骆驼那么大，一个针的眼睛怎么穿过去啊？
The camel is so big, and an eye of a needle is so small.
又有人这样解释啊。
And some people explain it this way.
其实以色列的城墙都有一个针眼，针眼就是一个小门呢。
But actually, in the wall of Jerusalem, there is a small door called the Eye of the Needle.
啊，你那个骆驼要过去的时候，要重担通通要卸下来，它才有办法过去那个针眼呢。
And for this camel to go through this the smaller door, it has to first put aside everything in its carrying.
所以拥有太多真的很难跟随主了，你过不了，没有办法穿这个针眼的。
So the more we have, it is very difficult to follow God because it's hard to go through that door.
门徒听见就说：“啊，主耶稣，那这样很难呢。”
And the disciples heard this. They said, "This is very difficult."
那全世界的财主都进不了天国了。
Is it that all rich people cannot enter heaven?
耶稣说：“不是的。”
And Lord Jesus says, "No."
在人很难，在神凡事都是可能的。
That with man it is impossible, but with God all things are possible.
我以前读这段圣经，常常觉得说，主耶稣不会叫我丢弃一切的了，只是对他而已啦。他要跟随主，他一定要丢弃一切的啦。
And I believe that Lord Jesus will not ask.
我以前呢？
Or I once believed that Lord Jesus will never ask me to just throw away everything. This is just His requirement to this one person.
但是我想想，如果这是真的，啊，为什么保罗说？我们来看罗马书12章。
But I continue to think that if this is true, let's look at Paul or what Paul wrote in Romans chapter 12.
十二章的第二节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
十二章第一节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
十二章第一节。所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。第二节。
Verse 2.
不要笑话这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。可是这里保罗却说，要劝弟兄们呢，要将身体献上呢。
And here, but yet here Paul appeals to the believers that we have to present our bodies.
这不是像主耶稣跟那个财主讲那个 specific message， 你要变卖所有跟所有，是 general message。是一般的信息，是每个人都要献上自己当做活祭的。
This isn't like the personal message Lord Jesus gave that one rich man, but this is a message that that he gives to all people that we have to present our bodies as a living sacrifice.
那活祭就是把自己完全献上啊。
So isn't a living sacrifice a sacrifice of all of us?
啊，是把它烧掉了，没有了。
Isn't it to burn us so that there is nothing left?
那保罗希望我们这样做啊。
But Paul, this is what Paul appeals to us.
他还说这是理所当然的。
And this is, he says that this is a.
This is only right.
This is only right.
所以今天呢，我们真的要跟随主了哦。
So today, when we want to follow God,
我们不要只躲在这个磐石穴中啊，享受自己的安全呐。
That we should not just hide in the cleft of the rock and enjoy our prosperity.
耶稣讲说呢，我愿意见你的面，听你的声音，你要起来，跟我一起去。
But Lord Jesus says that I want to see you, I want to hear from you. You have to come out.
所以每个人都有一个心意更新而变化。
So all of us have a change of
对拥有要有一个心意的更新跟变化。
That we have to have a change of understanding of eternity.
就摸起来，我们所拥有的其实都是神。托付给我们的。
And we have to understand that everything we have now is given by God.
如果神叫我们要给穷人，我们就该给的就要给。
And if Lord Jesus wants us to give to the poor, then we should give.
如果神叫我们要给神，我们该给的就要给。
If Lord Jesus asks us to give to God, then we should give.
我们的财干从哪里来？
Where does all our possessions come from?
我们的财 talent 从哪里来？
Where are all our talents come from?
是神托付我们的。
It is something that God has is given to us.
我们的钱财从哪里来？
Where does all our money come from?
那是神托付我们的。
Is something that God has loaned to us.
如果神不给我们机会，我们哪里有钱财？
Because if God does not give us the opportunity, where can we get money?
如果神没有给我们健康的身体，我们哪里可以拥有呢？
If God did not give us our bodies today, how can we have what we have?
当我们了解我们一切都是神所托付的，是神所拥有的。
If we understand that everything we have today is from God,
那我们真的神要我们做什么，我们随时都可以做的。
Then whatever God wants us to do, we should be able to do it.
要不然主耶稣这样跟我们讲，今天晚上要你的灵魂，你所拥有的要归给谁呢？
Or else Lord Jesus will tell us that tonight your soul will be demanded from you. Who?
你拥有的要归给谁呢？
All the things that you have, who will they be given to?
所以。我们真的要有一个新的，对我们自己拥有一个新的想法。
So we have to have this new concept.
要不然你真的拥有越多越难舍弃了。
Because or else the more we have, the less willing we will be able to depart from it.
真的财主见天国变得很难了。Because, 如果没有这样的观念的话。
Because without this concept, it is indeed difficult for a rich person to enter into heaven.
有这样的观念，我们就不会变财的奴隶、守财奴，我们变财主，真的是财产的主人了。
And because if we do not do this, we will not be a slave to money, but rather a master.
你知道，真的，我们会知道哦，你有舍，肯舍，才有办法得啊。
And we'll find that the more we are willing to sacrifice, the more we will obtain.
我们来看马可福音第十章28节。
Let's look at Mark chapter 10, verse 28.
马可福音十章二十八节。
Mark chapter 10, verse 28.
十章二十八节。
Verse 28.
彼得就对他说：“看了，我们已经舍下所有的，跟从你了。”29节。
29.
耶稣说：“我实在告诉你们，人为我和福音撇下房屋或弟兄姐妹、父母儿女、田地。”30节。
30.
没有不在今世得百倍，就是房屋、弟兄姐妹、母亲儿女、田地，并且要受逼迫，在来世必得永生。 这个年轻人就是要得永生的，不是吗？
And isn't it that all the this is what the young man wanted to receive eternal life?
耶稣说要得永生有个秘诀啦。
And here it says that for someone to return to gain eternal life, there's a secret.
不是在自己的房间守道理而已。
It's not just that we obey in our own homes.
你要出去，要跟随，要出去向耶稣把自己倒空了。
But rather, we have to go out and follow Lord Jesus. Like Lord Jesus, we have to empty ourselves.
那你有舍，你就有得，舍得舍得，你一舍就能够得了，没舍就没得了。
And we, in order to obtain, we have to first sacrifice. If we do not sacrifice, we will not obtain.
啊，彼得说我们什么都舍去了，我还得什么呢？
So Peter said, we have left everything. What do we get?
耶稣说你要得百倍，你从来没有想到你要得百倍，你失去的，你百倍加还给你。
He said, but Lord Jesus said, you'll receive a hundredfold. You may not receive it now, but you will receive it.
我刚刚好像不是这样讲的，我不是 future tense， 是你会得到百倍呢。
You will receive it.
Yeah, okay. You'll receive. 这是很难了解的道理，不过这是真实的道理啊。
And,
这是很难了解的事情，你舍了怎么有办法得呢？
And this is a concept that might be difficult to understand that how can we give up something and yet still receive something?
但是人生常常是这样子的。
And this is, but our lives are like this.
同一个时间，如果你不舍掉看电视，你就没有办法享受天上的星星了。
For example, if we do not sacrifice our TV time, we cannot see the stars in the sky.
真的呢，我们人生常常是这样子的。
And our life is like this.
有个故事啊，在谈到一个生意人哦。
There is a story of a business person.
他是一个韩国人，卖人参的。
This is a Korean business person, and he sold ginseng.
那个后来啊，这个东北的商人呢、啊，就连成一气啊，就是无论你人参多好呢，我们就要低价采购进来，因为消费的人只有中国的那个东北的人呐、啊。就是他们卖到这个中国的时候呢，他们。商人、啊、就连成一气、啊、就是联合起来啊，压低价格。无论你人生多好，就是压低价格才要给你买、啊。
And this person was trying to sell into China, and all the buyers in China they would gather together and lower their demand, their asking price, so that that they can buy the ginseng for a lower price.
那这个生意人算一算，这样子这个价格我卖的一定是成本没办法拿回来，怎么卖呢？
And so this Korean person, business person, he said that by selling it to them, that there is very little profit.
那怎么办呢？
So what should he do?
他想到中国人一句话，就是要置之死地而后生啊，要先死才能生啊。
And he remembers a saying that he must in order to live, he must first die.
叫那个采购商通通过来。
And he asked all the buyers to come. He gathered all the buyers together.
把人参通通放在广场上面。
And he put them all on the in this.
啊，放在他们面前呢。
And he put all the ginseng before them.
放一把火，要把所有人参都烧了。
And he was about to burn all the ginseng.
啊，这个商人一看，哇，怎么这么好的人参怎么可以烧呢？
And the buyers they thought.Oh, such good ginseng! How can you burn it?
看到人参烧掉，看到钞票烧掉一样啊。
To see this ginseng burn is like burning their money.
啊，你，我好了，我们不要，我们出高价给你买了，出高价给你买，你不要烧了。
And they finally agreed to buy at a higher price. Do not, but for asked him not to burn the ginseng.
读到那个故事哦，看到那个景象，我实在是有感受啊。
And when I heard this story, I had many thoughts.
人生很多事情，你要有舍才有办法得。
And indeed, there are many,
你要先死才能够生啊。
There are many things in life where we have to first sacrifice in order to obtain.
耶稣说你要得到生命，你会失去生命的。
And Lord Jesus said that in order to gain life, we must first lose our life.
你为神失去生命，你会得到生命的。
If we lose our life for God, then we will gain life.
我最近读了一个故事，也觉得很有趣。
I studied another story that was also very interesting.
有一个年轻人呢，开着一辆敞篷车啊。
And there was a young person who drove a 敞篷车，
一个没有盖子的车子。
A convertible.
然后呢，上面只有两个位置。
And this convertible only had two seats.
有三个人在 hitchhike.
There are three people hitchhiking.
一个是 生病的老太婆。
One was a sick old lady.
另外一个是对他有恩情的医生啊，曾经把他医过病的医生啊。
Another was a doctor who once healed him.
啊，第三个是他梦寐以求的女孩子啊。
And the third is his dream woman.
那请问，如果你是那个年轻人，你要载哪一个人呢？
So if you're this young man, which person would you choose to which person would you choose?
结果答案是哈，最好的答案就是说哈，你不要载哪一个人了，你把车子给医生哈，载那个老太婆去医院呐。
And the best answer is that you should not bring anyone, but rather give the convertible to the doctor so that he can bring the old lady to the hospital.
那你就有机会跟你梦中的女郎哦，走在月光的下面的。
So then you'll have the opportunity to walk with the your dream girl to under the great blue sky.
有时候我们很难跳出一个我拥有这辆车的观念，这辆车子是我的，我不能舍去。
And oftentimes it is hard for us to think outside the box because we think the car is ours.
我没有办法舍弃我的车子啊。
How can I give up my car?
这是我的钱，我没有办法舍弃我的钱啊。
This is my money. How can I give up my money?
这是我的房子，我没有办法舍弃我的房子啊。
This is my house. How can I give up my own house?
但是常常因为我们不能舍，我们就不能得。
But because we cannot sacrifice, therefore we never obtain.
我看很多夫妻感情不好，为什么？
I see a lot of husbands and wives who have who are constantly do not have a good relationship. Why is this?
因为为了钱，那个，他们钱就是没有办法共有，一定要一方讲说这个是我的钱，你没有工作，我要控制我的钱，你没有办法舍得你的钱，你就没有办法拥有真正的爱情啦。
Oftentimes it's because they're fighting over money that one person thinks that the money they have earned the money, therefore it is theirs, and that they never are able to share what they have.
所以你要得，要先舍。
But for us to be able to obtain, we have to first be able to sacrifice.
很多人拥有很多东西，很多傲气，他不愿意舍弃他傲气，神怎么跟你在一起呢？
And if we have much pride, if we are not willing to set aside our pride, how can we be with God?
有人拥有很多罪，他拥有很多的罪，他不舍弃罪，神怎么跟你在一起呢？
If we have a lot of sin and we are not willing to give up our sin, how can we be with God?
所以要舍才能够得啊，要舍去的，我们才能够得到。
So in order to obtain, we have to first sacrifice.
所以我们要心意更新而变化。
That's why we have to
renew our mind.
Renew our mind.
还有一个从道理上有一个新的看见，新的想法。
And we have to have a new understanding of the truth.
或者我们跟这个年轻人一样，忧忧愁愁的，我们就走掉了啦。
Otherwise, we'll be like this young man that we'll walk away sorrowful.
因为他的财产太多了。
Because he had great possessions.
真的，耶稣很爱他的。
Indeed, Lord Jesus loved him.
他是一个追求道的人。
He was someone that pursued after the truth.
但是他的名字叫什么，我们不知道。
But we do not know his name.
没有被纪念了。
Because it was not remembered.
2000年之后，他的尸体现在在哪里？
2000 years later, where is his body?
我常看到很多人死掉了，他真的带得走什么呢？他可以带走什么呢？
And what did he take with him when he passed away?
我看到很多人死掉，他们没有办法带走什么。
I see many people pass away and they are not able to take much.
他们的笑容都带不走。
That their own smile, they cannot even take their own laughter or smile.
他们那个生前美好的身材都带不走。
They cannot take the good life that they have prepared for themselves.
有一个朋友，他有一个很好的手表啊。
There is a I have a friend who had a very good watch.
有一个朋友了哈，然后呢，他那个要被火葬了，我另外朋友把他的手表拔起来了，连要走的时候手表都没有办法带走的了。
But when this person was about to be cremated.Well, it was about to be cremated. His watch. Someone took off his watch, and he could not even take his watch with him.
So, 拥有的却失去了
And because everything we think we have will one day leave us.
所以这个人实在是有神的爱，却不懂得喜乐
And this person, even though he had the love of God, but it just brought him sorrow.
我在想，世界上有很多人物哦，跟这个人完全不一样。
I think that I look through the Bible, I find there are many people who are very different from this person. Elisha was tending seven oxen.
赶第七对牛啊，然后呢，最后他把他的牛
Or he had seven pairs of oxen, and at the end, in order to follow Elijah, he burned all the yokes.
他失去了什么?
What did he lose?
他失去做个富农。
He lost his ability to be a farmer.
但是他却成为一个国王的一个 counselor.
But yet he was a counselor.
先知, 神的先知。
But yet he gained the ability to be the prophet of God and a counselor to the king.
摩西舍弃做王孙的位置。
Moses cast aside his position to be to live in the palace.
但是却成为一个新民族的领袖。
But yet he became a leader of a people.
保罗舍弃做一个教法师。
Paul cast aside his position in the synagogue.
我想他这一辈子最大的成就大概就是跟加玛列一样吧。
And perhaps his greatest accomplishment,
如果没有跟随主的话,
if he did not follow Lord Jesus, would be like Gamaliel.
但是他今天却成为我们圣经上奥秘的诠释者。
But yet today he is the keeper of the revealer of mysteries in the Bible.
这些人都是欢欢喜喜地跟随神的。
And all these people followed God very happily.
高高兴兴地接受神的爱。
And they received God's love very happily.
所以弟兄姐妹, 今天我们都是蒙爱的。
Today, brothers and sisters, we are all loved by God.
生命有很多的选择啊。
Indeed, we have many choices.
你选择什么?
But what do we choose?
如果你选择拥有自己啊, 你可能会忧忧愁愁地离开啊。
If we choose to keep hold of all our possessions, perhaps we will only walk away very sorrowfully.
但是我们选择拥有主, 我们生命拥有百倍。
But if we choose to hold on to God, we will find that we have a hundredfold more.
我们起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.